Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the ninth parak of Masech Sanhedrin, and we are up to parak Tes, Mishnah Beis. So says the Mishnah, if a person tried to kill an animal and accidentally killed a person, he intended to kill an Ovid Chavim, someone who worships idols, a non-Jew, but he accidentally killed a Jew. He wanted to kill someone that was an infant that was not destined to live, meaning wasn't going to make it. The baby was such a preemie that it had no chance of living. And then he accidentally killed a regular live bar kayama. So pater, he's pater because the person that he killed was not that which he intended to kill. And the one that he intended to kill, you would not be chayiv misa for. Niskavina kosal masnav. If someone wanted to strike another person on their hips, and he didn't hit hard enough to really kill someone by striking them on their hips, v'holchala alibo, and it accidentally missed. You know, he had bad aim, and he hit him in the chest instead. And he was swinging hard enough to hit him, to kill him in the chest, and the guy in fact died. Pater, he's pater because he was not trying to hit him with a blow that can kill him. Neskavila kosa alibo, if he intended to hit him in the chest, he's swinging a baseball bat at the guy's chest. Vahiba kadela hamas alibo, and he's swinging hard enough that it should kill him when he hits him in the chest. Valchal al masnav, and he misses, and he hits him in the hip. Lohaiba kadela hamas al masnav, and it should not have been hard enough to kill him by striking him in the hip. Vamase, but the guy dies anyway. Potter, he's potter, because that which he actually hit him should not have killed him. If you wanted to hit an adult, and it should not have been a strong enough blow to kill an adult, and he missed and he hit a kid instead, and it was a hard enough swing to hit a katan, and the katan died. Rahman al Sansa Pater, he's going to be Pater because he wasn't aiming for a shot that would kill. This guy in the Hakos says a katan, if he was trying to hit a katan, and he was swinging hard enough to kill a katan, but he missed the katan and instead he hit a gadol, and it wasn't hard enough to have been expected to have killed the gadol, but the gadol died anyway. Pater is going to be pater because again, that which he actually, the person that he actually hit should not have died from the level of hit that he gave him. But if he wanted to hit someone on their hips, and it was a strong enough blow to have killed him on the hips, and he missed and he hit him in the chest, and the guy died, because if it was a hard enough swing to kill him when he hits his hips, of course it was a hard enough swing to kill him when he hits his chest. If he wanted to kill a gadol, and he swung hard enough to have killed the gadol, and he accidentally hit a child, and Rachman's son, the child died, chayiv, he's going to be chayiv, because he swung with a blow that could kill, he struck with a blow that could kill, and he killed. Rabbi Shimon Amar, I feel in the sky, Rabbi Shimon says, no, even if you intend to kill one person, you kill another person, as long as what you intended to do did not happen, you are going to be potter. Moving on to Mishnah Gimel. Rotzeach should save b'achayim. If Rotzeach gets mixed in with other people and we can't tell them apart from other people, Kul and Peturin, they're all going to be Pater. Even the Rotzeach is going to be Pater from Achiv Misa, because we don't know which one is the Rotzeach. Because there was a guy that was a Rotzeach, and now he blended in with a whole bunch of other people, and they all look exactly the same to us. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Konsonos on the Keeper. Rabbi Yehuda says, we bring all of the... over here we're changing the case a little bit. Now we're going to talk about if it's an animal rather than a person. So Buddha says we bring all of the animals into a kippa, into a box, into a room, and leave them there and let them die. We don't actually do skila on them. If you have a whole bunch of people that are all chayv misa, but they're chayv different levels of misa. One guy's chayv skila, one guy's chayv srefa, one guy's chayv herik, one guy's chayv herik, one guy's chayv chenek. So you give all of them the most kal. Kala of the Misos, Haniskalim ben Israfim, so if people chayv skila and chayv shreifa, they get mixed together. Rabbi Shimon Omer Nidonim b'skila shas shreifa chamura. Rabbi Shimon holds shreifa is more chamura than skila, so you give them both skila. V'chamura nidonim shreifa shas skila chamura. And the Chum say, no, skila is the most chamura, and therefore you would give him shreifa. Omer lehen Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says to the Chachamim, ilu lo haisa shreifa chamura lo nitna lebas kohen shazinsa. My raya that shreifa is the most chamura is that's what we give to a bas kohen who is mezana. And we want to clearly give her the most severe of all of the onshim. Because the halacha is if it's a bas Yisrael shazinsa, she's gonna be chayv skila. So this girl that's mezana, the bas kohen, you would think is a worse avera than a bas Yisrael, and she gets sreifa. So Amalo the Chum said back, ilo haisa skila chamura lo nitnul megadif lo vidavad lazara. Well, wait a second, I'll prove to you that skila is more chamur because we give it to someone who curses HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rahman al-Slan, or who is Ovid Avodah Zarah. And those are the worst Averos. So, Neragin b'Nachnakin, if people are Chayv Herig and people are Chayv Chenek, get mixed up with each other, so we are supposed to give the more Kala of the two. Which is the more Kala of the two? Rabbi Shimon Omer b'Sayef. Rabbi Shimon says, Sayef is the more Kala of the two. V'chamim b'Chenek, and the Chum say that Chenek is the more Kala of the two. So, to review what we learned today, a couple of long Mishnayos and Mishnah Beis, we said that if a person intended to kill someone who he would not be chayv misa for, and he accidentally killed someone who he is chayv misa for, he's pater. And similarly, if a person intended to strike with a blow that should not have killed, and then where he was intending in his intended to target, but he hit a different target and it did kill because it hit a different target, or it was a blow that should have killed in the intended target but should not have killed in the target that he ultimately hit, but it did kill, in all those cases he's going to be pater. But there is an opinion that says even if it should have killed and it did kill, it didn't hit the target you were intending, that's a machlokas tanaim, whether you're going to be chayiv or you're going to be pater. Mishnah Gimel had said that if you have a rotzeach, it gets mixed in with other people, so they're all going to be pater. But Rabbi Yehuda says that if you have an ox that killed, that gets mixed in with other oxen, you just put them all in a room till they die. And then we said that if you have different chayav misos that get mixed in with each other, different people or chayav misa that get mixed in with each other, you give them all the lightest of the misos. The only thing is, there's machlok. What is lighter, skila or sreifa? And a further machlokas tanaim, what is lighter, hereg or chenek? Next time we'll pick up with Perek Tes, Mishnah Dalet.